got an oversized meat tray with a naked person inside, covered in plastic, basically mimicking a meat tray that you would buy in a supermarket. And the point of that was to encourage people to think about where their meat comes from, because animals have a lot of similarities with humans. They're made of, you know, blood and bones. They feel emotions. They suffer when they're abused in the factory farms and slaughterhouses. So we're basically encouraging people to make the connection between the meat that they eat and the fact that the meat was once a living animal that was basically tormented during its life and died a miserable death. So that was the purpose of the protest today.
And what else are you actually opposing? As you said, you're holding this during the World Meat Congress. What other things are you opposing?
Yeah, well, I mean, our position basically is that it's unnecessary to eat meat. Even conservative medical bodies around the world say that meat has a connection with increased rates of diabetes, heart disease, cancer, impotence, and a range of other health complications. So not only is meat cruel to animals, it's bad for human health, but our main focus is on the animals, because we've repeatedly been inside factory farms in Australia and we see horrific suffering that if people knew about, people wouldn't want to be eating meat. As Linda McCartney once said, if slaughterhouses had glass walls, people wouldn't be eating meat. The things that go on that are hidden from the public in the production of meat are just horrific.
What kind of things? Can you describe them for us?
Yeah, we've inside chicken farms where chickens are raised for KFC and supermarkets. And what we see is birds that grow so unnaturally large because they're given growth promotants. And so these birds, basically none of them can walk properly by the end of their short lives. They're killed when they're babies, and a lot of them have their legs broken because they can't support their unnatural body weight. And these birds basically die of starvation and dehydration because their legs are broken and they can't get to food and water. So it's a horrific death for them. Maybe piglets are frequently, routinely castrated. They have bits of their teeth ripped off with wire cutters. They have their tails chopped off. They have hunks of their ear torn out. And all of this is without any painkillers whatsoever. And adult pigs, breeding sows, live their entire lives in narrow crates with barely enough room to... They don't actually have enough room to even move around. They can take a step forward and a step back and they can't turn around. And that's their entire life. These are animals that are more intelligent than dogs. You wouldn't do that to your dog. So if people knew that this was happening to pigs, you know, I don't think people would want to be supporting such cruelty to animals.
Now, I understand that the chairman of the Meat and Livestock Australia, Don Heatley, he's attending this year's Congress, and he says that one of their priorities is actually animal welfare. What do you have to say to this then?
I think that's a greenwash. Basically, there can't be welfare for animals that are being raised to be killed. I mean, even being at the slaughterhouse, no matter how much you try to improve it, and things are pretty bad at the moment, like animals can smell the blood. A cow going into a slaughterhouse can smell the blood of the cows that have been killed before them, and you know, this terrifies them. And but the thing is, this industry is so large, there are so many animals that have to be processed so rapidly that basically it's an oxymoron. There's not going to be any welfare for these animals. We've had people inside slaughterhouses that have said, you know, birds that are meant to be stunned often are fully conscious when their throats are cut, and it can take them up to 4 minutes to die, hanging upside down, writhing in their own blood. And often birds that go into scalding tanks are fully conscious when they're basically dropped into boiling water to remove their skin. So, you know, these are horrific things that are happening here in Australia, and there is no way that animal welfare is a consideration here, because there is just so much meat that has to be processed that corners get cut.
Vice President of Animal Liberation Victoria, Noah Hannibal. Fellow animal liberationist Jamie Yu, best known for her cheeky display against sheep mulesing at this year's Commonwealth Games, was today the human used to portray dead animal flesh in Brisbane's CBD.
We just did a meat tray, and I lied in the meat tray nearly naked and with a plastic sheet on top just to mimic a meat tray, meat package you would find at a supermarket, just to challenge people to think about what they're eating and what is behind the production of their meat.
And what reactions did you get from passers-by?
I think people were shocked, but I think that it made them think about what they were eating and about the animals that suffer in factory farms and sheds for their food.
And were you concerned about going naked in Brisbane CBD?
Not at all. Like, this is something that I would do for the animals, because the animals just suffer so much for our food. Like, 55 billion animals are killed each year just for food.
And just one last question, how was the weather? Was it kind to you?
It was very hot at one stage. I got moved by the police to another section and, I felt like I was boiling up, but I just kept thinking to myself, I'm going to keep doing this because the animals suffer so much more than I do, and I want to get this message across to people.
So how long were you actually lying on the meat tray?
I think all up probably 10 minutes in one section, maybe another 10 minutes in the other section.
And you said the police moved you, so they didn't actually have any problems with you being there?
I think they enjoyed it, actually. One policeman came up to me and said, "Do you think you got your message across today?" And I said, "I hope so."